Our Masecht begins with listing and discussing various terms that a person may use in order to affect a nether. The Gemara in Amud Beis primarily deals with the structure of the Mishnah and explains why the Mishnah chose to list the various terms in that particular order. Some of the basic terms and concepts that are basic to this daf, as well to the entire Masecht, the Nedarim, as explained by the Ran, are nether. A nether in its basic understanding is an isur chefza. The person making the nether places a restriction on an item by stating davar ze asur alai. This specific item is prohibited to me. As such, he may prohibit to himself not only an item which belongs to him, but also an item that belongs to someone else. He can also prohibit his item to others. However, he cannot prohibit someone else's item to others, certainly not to its owner, neither to anyone else. Another way to affect the nether is through hatfasa, by associating an item with another item, which is already asa to him. For example, by saying, Davizah asa like a carbon. This item shall be forbidden to me as a carbon. However, hatfasa only works b'davah hanader. If the association is to an item whose issu was affected by man, such as a carbon, but not b'davah ha'asr, to an item which is inherently asr. Therefore, if he were to say, Davizah asa like a nevela, which is an isur minatera, the nether does not take effect. Shvua. A shvua in its basic understanding is an isur gavra. The person making the shvua places a restriction upon himself by stating, for example, shvua shlo echel davaze, I swear that I will not eat this item. Or for that matter, shvua shlo echel davaze, I swear that I will eat this item. In contrast to a nether, which can only take effect on a physical entity, a shvua can also take effect on an action or behavior, because essentially it takes effect upon the person. Kinuyin. The Masechta begins with the word kinuy. A kinuy is when one uses an alternate or slang expression while making a neder through hatfasa. For example, instead of saying davaza asr alai ki karban, or karban alai ki gerzeh, he said kainim alai ki gerzeh. The word karban is substituted with a similar sounding or slang version of this word, such as kainim, kainech, kainis. The Mishnah teaches that such a neder is also effective. Yadis. Although in making a neder, one should look at chila express himself clearly, however, the Mishnah teaches that even if he makes only a partial statement, this too is considered a neder, since his intent is evident. The expression of yadis is used because it's like the yad or handle of a pot, which enables one to lift the entire pot. The Mishnah will discuss what type of yadis are considered nedar.